Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're embarking on, well, a truly unique, and I gotta say, sometimes bewildering expedition. We've been handed this stack of sources. They come from a highly fragmented, pretty informal online forum.
Yeah.
Think of it like a raw, totally unfiltered snapshot of digital conversation.
And what's really striking here, I think, is that unlike, you know, curated articles or structured research, this stuff is just... it's a spontaneous stream of consciousness.
Right.
It's full of in-jokes, technical glitches, and just an astonishing breadth of topics.
Yeah.
So our mission really is to try and pull out some coherent insights, maybe some surprising facts, from all this digital chaos, offering you a shortcut kind of to understanding the often strange, sometimes contradictory world of these online communities.
Exactly. It honestly feels like being handed 1,000 jigsaw puzzle pieces.
Right.
But you're not even sure what the final picture is meant to be. But trust us, the nuggets we think we've uncovered, they offer some truly wild aha moments about how people interact, what really drives them, and how the actual structure of an online platform can shape their discussions so much. Okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
So first off, let's just try to understand the landscape of this forum. It's titled Homestuck General. And it seems like it's mainly a space for fans of Homestuck. That's the webcomic, really popular, complex thing.
Right, huge following.
But what became clear almost immediately is that the discussions just spiral way, way beyond that.
And that leads us to a pretty critical question, I think. How does communication even work when the platform itself has, well, significant limitations?
Yeah.
Our sources show a forum that lacked basic features we just take for granted now.
Like what?
Like an edit button for posts, or even a quote feature to reply directly to someone.
Wow, no quote.
Nope. And it even had inconsistent handling of usernames, like turning capital letters lowercase, not supporting camel case. Stuff like that. There were also reports of issues with verification emails. Manual moderation seemed maybe minimal.
Man, as we were going through this, those technical issues just jumped right out. It really sounds like a digital obstacle course.
Totally.
And users also mentioned the forum's brutal system for tagging age on every post. Apparently, it always rounded up.
Yeah, exactly. Which led to these comments like, 17.5-year-olds, here I come.
Right. So how did these pretty basic shortcomings actually impact the user experience? What does it tell us that people, you know, stuck with it?
Well, it suggests a really unpolished, probably quite frustrating environment.
Mm-hmm.
But people clearly persisted. The complaints were there, you know, like one user just saying, why even have it be a forum at that point? But alongside that, you see discussions about the forum being chased out or maybe having this thing called Notebook LM creating slopcasts.
Slopcasts?
Yeah, apparently in an M4A format, which some users hadn't even heard of. It all just shows a community adapting, right? Often struggling, but adapting to its own digital home. We even saw these references to trickster developers who were apparently hug-boxed in the Dixord. Like insulated in their own chat, maybe out of touch.
Gotcha.
To the point where they were seen as incapable of keeping a static site online.
Wow.
It really highlights that tension, you know, between what users expect and maybe what the developer reality is in these spaces. It kind of shows that raw passion can often outweigh platform polish. Users stuck around despite huge technical hurdles.
Yeah.
It proves a dedicated community can adapt to almost anything, really. Challenges the idea that you always need perfect design.
That's fascinating. It's amazing how much activity could bubble up in that kind of environment.
Right.
And a lot of that energy seemed fueled by, well, just passionate pop culture talk. This place is an absolute melting pot.
Oh, absolutely. Beyond the Homestuck stuff specifically, you know, mentions of the composer, characters like Datesprite, Roxy Kitt, and Rosalind, even critiques of Andrew Hussey, the creator. We saw discussions about totally different fan-created content, like Epic Universe. Next Generations. It had original characters, OCs, like Xeno, Zion, and one named Kytina, described as the gray, awesome face with the hat.
Right.
And her best friend, Weavy. Apparently, they fight villains and have this power to turn the opponent into their own grandmother.
What? Okay. That gives you a real glimpse into the kind of imaginative, you know, fan-made lore that just thrives in these spaces.
Boy.
And one of the most... entertaining and weirdly detailed things we found was this user's review of the Fantastic Four First Steps movie.
Oh, yeah, that was something.
It's this hilarious, really specific breakdown, praising some things like lots of Mullman, Jack Kirby shout-outs.
Mm-hmm.
But it also had some really disturbing, racially charged comments about jump scares.
Right.
And it just tore into Sue Storm's characterization with some pretty strong demeaning language.
And the intensity of the critique was remarkable, wasn't it? Yeah. The specificity.
Totally.
It wasn't just a review. It felt like a visceral reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Really deep engagement, even when it was expressing outrage or disappointment.
Yeah.
The user slammed the film for an idiot plot, weird special effects like a transparent stomach and a CGI fetus. And called it one of the scariest movies of 2025.
Wow.
And then there's this random mention of Fantastic Four pizza and people getting the wrong order from Little Caesars.
Huh, right.
It just shows how pop culture seeps into daily life and generates these really strong, unfiltered opinions.
Absolutely. And it wasn't just movies. We also saw these heated debates about games. SMT5, that's Shin Megami Tensei V, right?
Yeah, the JRPG.
Right. Complaining about its cancerous level scaling. Discussions about the lore of slap battles.
Which is like a Roblox game, I think.
Yeah. And passionate arguments about Danganronpa, the visual novel series, and something called Project Eden's Garden.
Uh-huh. A fan-made thing. Some claimed it was better than Danganronpa, ironically.
And then just random questions like, why was there never a Mario dancing game? It's a real deep dive into what fans talk about. Even debating the canon of a YouTube gacha channel. You know, those animated stories using little figures.
Yeah. Incredible range.
So moving beyond the fandom stuff, though, this dive really showed a highly opinionated, often confrontational undercurrent. Lots of social and political commentary.
Mm.
Users just freely expressing views on everything from gender identity to global politics.
Which brings up another important question.
Mm-hmm.
How do communities deal with these really charged topics in such an unstructured place?
Yeah.
We saw direct engagement with forum rules, like no transphobia. Everyone has pronouns under their name. There are no excuses.
Okay, so rules were there.
Rules were there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, numerous posts expressing really strong, often derogatory, anti-trans and anti-pronoun views, referring to trickster developers, again, using offensive slurs.
Yeah.
And crucially, the forum's limitations, like no, quote, button, might have actually fueled confrontation.
How so?
Well, without an easy way to address a specific point someone made, discussions could easily just devolve into broader attacks, you know. It shows how even small design choices can really shape how a community talks.
That makes sense. And it didn't stop with gender issues.
Oh.
We saw some really politically charged statements, including explicit racist and anti-Semitic remarks.
Yeah, unfortunately. Comments about defending the white race against the rising tide of Dursites, which is a Homestuck reference, but used racially here.
Right.
Or hateful rhetoric like, when the white man is silenced, the Jew weaves his lies.
Hmm.
And expressing really intense hatred towards Indians.
And just to be clear, we want to emphasize, our role here is just to impartially report what's in these sources. We're not endorsing any of these views at all.
Absolutely. It's about understanding the discourse, not agreeing with it.
Yeah.
And beyond that, the sources touched on really sensitive societal issues, too.
Like what?
Well, for instance, one user suggesting the death penalty for an alleged FSB informant. That's Russia's security service.
Oh.
A woman named Natalia Kasajic, accused of taking photos of Ukrainian military sites. The user argued the state shouldn't waste its resources on someone like that, expressing zero pity for this treasonous hag.
Wow, heavy stuff.
Yeah. And there were comments discussing euthanasia, but framed around arguments about tax money sinks versus the actual medical industry. Some even advocating for things like the pillory, gallows, and cat o' nine as righteous justice.
Ace.
And we also saw users taking that dozen values political compass test.
Yes, the online quiz thing.
Yeah. And results were all over the map. Small government conservatism, right-winged populist, even fully automated luxury communism, which then sparked debates about the test's accuracy and whether certain ideologies were legitimate. And there was also just fervent hatred expressed towards BRICS, the economic bloc.
Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa.
Right. Just intense dislike. It shows the sheer range of views colliding in this space.
Okay, so amidst all the tech problems and the really heated ideological stuff, there were also these moments that gave glimpses of just, you know, universal human experiences, some quirky humor, self-awareness.
Yeah, definitely. That gave the whole thing a unique flavor. One really striking example was a user telling this story about a painfully awkward barbershop visit
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
where the barber tried to talk about anime and manga, but kept mispronouncing manga and got confused about reading direction right to left. And the end result was the user's hair got cut too short and it felt super awkward.
Yeah, that's relatable social cringe right there.
Totally.
We also found that kind of fascinating meta observation. When musicians can't finish the song, people move on. When writers can't finish the story, people go apeshit.
Yeah. That's a really concise, provocative thought about audience expectations, isn't it? Across different creative fields.
It really is.
And there were moments of self-referential humor, too. Users joking about their own online habits.
Like what?
Like someone saying, "I'm only hard enough for wizardry clones, never the real uncut shit." Kind of self-deprecating about only engaging with lighter stuff, not the raw, maybe more challenging material.
Gotcha.
Or debating if cat baby roleplay was a better, more innocent alternative to political spam.
Okay, cat baby role play.
Right. And then there was that constant instruction popping up everywhere: refresh your page
Yeah.
now.
Yes. What was that about?
Just a constant reminder, I guess, of the forum's maybe unstable or demanding nature.
Right. The discussion around AI was also really interesting.
All right.
Users being blown away how good the voice AIs are.
Yeah.
And even debating stuff like, do AI have feelings and they really don't want you to commit suicide?
Whoa.
It shows how quickly cutting-edge tech gets woven into these informal spaces and sparks these deep, almost philosophical questions.
Absolutely. And then on a lighter note, but just as opinionated, was that passionate debate about cats versus dogs, or bark beasts, as one user called them.
Bark beasts.
Yeah, this user argued cats are dumb, and LZY have smoother brains, far fewer neurons than dogs,
Ouch.
and criticized people who worship them, using some pretty strong language, linking it to an anti-scientific view.
Wow. People get really passionate about pets.
Oh yeah, it shows how strongly folks feel, even about seemingly trivial things.
And we also read that observation, just too many games exist. I
Right.
wish for games to stop being made so they could actually be good and so I could play them.
Yeah, and that led to the plea, "Please nuke our economy. Trumph and cherry coke COVID."
Huh? It captures that frustration with content overload, doesn't it? But using humor and just
It's
exasperation.
exactly a blend of both.
Wow. Okay. What a journey that was into the unfiltered depths of this online forum.
Seriously.
From the tech frustrations and all the fandom details to those fiery political debates and just the strange, messy beauty of human interaction online, it
Yeah.
really had everything.
It truly demonstrates how these online forums, even with all their chaos, act as these vital, maybe unpolished, but real reflections of human curiosity, passion, conflict, everything.
Yeah.
And the challenge of trying to pull meaning out of something so diverse and informal just reminds us that you can find valuable insights in the most unconventional places. You just have to be willing to look past the surface and maybe tolerate the occasional smurf, you know, those frustrating or weird bits of the experience.
Right. So what does this all mean for you listening? And maybe it's just a reminder that beneath the memes, beneath the arguments,
Yeah.
online communities are these vibrant, really messy ecosystems. People are navigating complex ideas, expressing raw emotions, constantly figuring out what it means to connect in this digital age.
Well put.
It might even make you wonder, what unspoken rules, what hidden inside jokes, what passionate debates are shaping the online spaces that you spend time in every day?